Joining us in the studio this morning, we have Mitch Matuszewski, who is the EMS chief for Ripon Guardian Ambulance. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
Mitch, we thought we'd take advantage of the fact that recently you gave the annual report for the ambulance service to the Common Council. And what was it like last year? Did you see an increase in calls?
Last year actually was our second busiest year on record. So the year previous, 2024, was actually our busiest. But we were very close to that total. 1,730 calls we responded to. That's a mix of 911 calls and interfacility transfers. About 80% of our calls are 911, and maybe about 20% transfers, interfacility transfers. So, but this year already, we are on pace to have more calls, to have our busiest year on record. We're 50-some calls ahead of last year already, so this will be our busiest year for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the last few years, you've had an increase in staffing, I guess full-time, you might say.
Yeah, we actually...
Not a lot, but some, right?
Yeah, we have, including myself, there's 3 full-time paramedics. I work primarily day shift, but then we have a paramedic who kind of, she has a 40-hour week, but kind of a flexible schedule during the week, and then we have a 40-hour a week weekend paramedic, and he primarily works 8 a.m. on Saturday morning till midnight Sunday or Monday morning. So that really gives us consistent coverage on the weekends with that paramedic that we've struggled in the past to find.
Do you still have a difficult time finding people to staff the ambulances?
Yes, we do. Right now I would say we're in a really good spot, but that can change rapidly with the, if we would lose 1 or 2 key staff members. The answer is kind of hard because right now we are okay, but our staffing is very fragile because we don't have all full-time staff. We rely mostly on paid on-call and part-time. And, their schedules aren't set. So if they don't have availability during a week, we can struggle.
Mm-hmm. And so is a consolidation with the fire department, is that off the table now? It was something that was discussed a couple of years ago.
For the time being, I don't think you're going to see anything happening anytime soon. There was some discussion that, and you may have followed that in local news here as well, but about the bylaws for the fire department, and so some things changed there. They came to an agreement, the fire department and the townships in the city. So it really kind of takes consolidation off. I shouldn't say off the table, but it kind of delays that conversation for a while.
You know, automatically when you're talking about an annual report, you go to how many calls did you have last year? But one of the things that has been worked on over the last couple of years was the method for collecting from people that owe for ambulance services. Has that improved?
Yeah, definitely. We used to do our own billing, and I'd like to think that we were pretty good at it, and we were. I mean, it's just again there again we had one person doing. We shared that person with utilities at that point in City Hall. I would prepare the billing, and then she would do the kind of the back end of it. But we were one person deep on that, and she has since retired, and at that time her retirement was kind of imminent at some point. So we were going to be in a tough spot if we didn't outsource that. So presented that to Common Council. They voted to outsource our billing to a third party billing company, EMSMC, and ambulance billing, medical coding billing in general is a complex thing to do. So it's not something that the city wanted to be in the business of, billing. Yeah. So for ambulance services anyway, and it works out very well. And I think our collection rates are higher than they ever have been.
Right. I mean, you're working with insurance companies, you're working with Medicare and Medicaid, so you're talking about reimbursement rates when it comes to Medicare and Medicaid. So
yeah, and those are low, unfortunately. But and again, the whole bill, it's complex. There's a lot of rules that we need to follow to be able to get reimbursed from Medicare and Medicaid, and that's best left to the professionals.
Yeah. Okay. Recently, there was an EMS week, and I know that you guys usually celebrate that in different ways, but how did that work out for you?
Yeah, 17th to the 25th, I believe, in May was EMS week. And we had, you know, every year we get, the service gives every member a little gift. Mm-hmm. So we did that and had cake on a couple days, had some other lunches. One of our full-time paramedics bought lunch as well for the crew one day, brought it in kind of as a surprise. And so we eat well during EMS week. The hospitals and other, I believe Ripon Senior Living had like a drive-through where we could come and get snacks. UW MedFlight sends, you know, snack baskets and mm-hmm. So we all gain, you know, 5-10 pounds. No, nah. Maybe I'm speaking for myself, but EMS week is not good for our health, but it is good for the psyche, and we definitely appreciate all that support that we get during that week and every week, but a little more special that week.
Mm-hmm. Do you do community presentations? Now, the reason I ask that is because I saw you did a presentation for the Senior Activities Center here in Ripon.
Yeah, we do. Actually, just this week I did a CPR and first aid class as well. But, yeah, we did lunch and learn a couple months ago, and that was good opportunity just to get out there. They were very, very well attended, too. Those are, is what I understand. Not just seniors, but mainly seniors that attended that day. And they get to eat lunch. I gave a little presentation about, you know, EMS, what we do, and also some safety tips for the home and what to do if you need an ambulance. So it was a good time.
Did you bring any safety equipment with you for demonstration purposes?
No, not really. I honestly just had kind of a slideshow you know, some handouts that I gave. But other than that, we talk about safety for seniors, falls especially, and kind of going back to our annual report or getting into our annual report, falls accounted for over 300 mm-hmm. of our calls last year. That was the primary complaint. So a lot of times, you know, we take that opportunity to talk about things like, you know, removing tripping hazards, letting them know what kind of resources are available to them. The ADRC in any county is a great resource for seniors for that kind of thing. They help with mobility, you know, whether it be maybe you need a walker, things like that. A lot of good resources that they can help you provide to you or get you in touch with someone who can.
Okay. Before we go here, I wanted to ask you about your coverage area. How many square miles and what towns and cities are involved in that?
Oh, you're going to... Well, I hope I get them all. So 100,
well, do your best.
162 square miles. That I can tell you right off the bat. So I'll start kind of from the north. Town of Nepiesquin, we cover the entire township. Town of Ripon, the city of Ripon. The northern half of the town of Matoman and the northern half of the town of Springvale. The village of Fairwater. The town of Rosendale. And the village of Rosendale. That should be eight. So there's eight municipalities that we cover. I apologize to any municipality that we cover that we missed. That was not intentional. But, yeah, there's eight municipalities. We cover a total population. Just about 13,000 is the total population that we cover. So we have a big area. 162 square miles is pretty big. There are some services that cover more, but we're kind of in that we're pretty moderately sized, I would say. So we cover a lot of ground.
Okay, Mitch, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
We've been talking with Mitch Matuszewski, who is the EMS chief for Ripon Guardian Ambulance.